Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Take me with you.
Part of Pens. All right, well, let's get this story started. I guess I'm going to start this off tonight with a little piece I call Forbidden Fruit. And this is how it goes. Biting down, going in deep, just to taste this forbidden fruit. You know you should have, but you must have. Touch, prod, and look and sniff. Forbidden fruit is so good to eat. Tasty, chewy. Oh, my, it got me hypnotized out of my mind. Please let me, don't forsake it, just gotta have you. Open up, not too shy, you are the cherry apple of my eye. Forbidding what? Forbidding not? Come give it what you got. Deep sensation, shaking our bodies, panting, sweating, smiling, laughing, always touching what is not yours. Watch out, you may be hurt. Forbidden for a reason, lessons, eases, understanding is mastering the words that is spoken. Don't touch, and that is my piece. All right, everybody, we'll clap it up. Thank you, everybody. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 646 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island. Who do you have blazing the mic?
This is Jumbo, Strong Island. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome, Jumbo. Welcome. What are you going to do?
Yeah, thank you. I was only able to write one piece, but I went over it over again, how to refine it, and it came out pretty good. It's kind of pretty lengthy. It's probably kind of a long poem, but try my best to not take too much time.
And the floor is yours. What is your piece called?
Big.
All right, the floor is yours.
Okay. Big booty butt. That's what I love. I love to look at that fine black big ass. I love to stick my tongue up in it, like the song that goes, "Give it to me, baby, that sweet and funky stuff." Big means not in size. That's how I feel about the big booty butt. Another song goes like this. Big, large, and small. So woman, so big booty butts are what they are. Big. And that's
right.
My poem.
All right, now. Let's clap it up for you, sir.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure when you come through. You know, I hear the growth in you with each piece that you do on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for always coming through. And, of course, kick back, stay, and, listen to some more poetry.
Okay, I will listen tonight.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take the next person up. I'm actually going to do another piece for you right now.
And this piece is actually called Satisfying My Appetite. And this is how this piece goes. Apples and orange are my dessert. Mix them up and watch my eyes go berserk. Bananas are my favorite from the very start. The healthy appeal that has for me makes me feel energy. Of the fibers in the skin, strawberry with that whipped cream makes me swoon, then look for the moon. Satisfying my appetite as long as it's given. Within your eyes, mixing all these ingredients. Bowl overflowing, sprinkling with exotic flavors. Got erotic justice starting up. Oh my, this will bring some bursting of those nuts. Relief of stress, relief of clothes. Better believe it was relief of your soul. Smile is now on your face. Exotic and erotic brings joy to this place. And that is my piece. So thank you, everybody. Thank you. All right, we're going to get ready to listen to a little a track from one of our spoken word artists. Here it goes.
Sometimes a slow jam sends me back, and I fade back in a time when she sipped a glass of wine and I stirred a cold drink on the rocks. She was looking good, she was looking fine, she was mine. I could smell her sweet scent as she leaned in and I asked, "Will you slow dance with me?" Her eyes closed and opened with dreams. I was that dream in her eyes as she leaned her head onto my shoulder. For the moment, she just wanted to hear the words. Another slow jam. Come on and go to my place. I held her hand and our fingers tangled to the downbeat. The song changed. It must be a slow jam night. She sung along and I joined in as she looked up and kissed me gently. I felt our soul stirring. Another slow jam, fire and ice, As I remember, she didn't wear any panties. And that was in the day before wearing a thong. Deep in our slow jam, we did not hear the last song fade out and the next one fade in. Another slow jam. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. It made us double pump as we swayed side to side, and it sure felt right. As I opened my eyes, I saw my ex and all the old flames and wanna be next in line as they looked on as you sung along to another slow jam. I just wanna get next to you. As they pointed and whispered, he ain't all that, they knew that I was when they watched her bump and grind. See, they became my exes because they stepped on my toes and wrinkled my clothes. And when Teddy Bridgegrass sung another slow jam, close the door. See, I wouldn't open the door for them, but I left it open for her. This sexy lady, she brought it and took it with the best of them. She had me throbbing and losing my mind. We moved in closer, trading skin follicles as another favorite played another slow jam. Stay, baby, stay in my corner. And it pulled us into a place that no one knew about but me and her. A personal moment, slow dancing, dirty dancing, at the intro of another slow jam. What you won't do for love. I was punching her clock and working overtime. I'm faded back in time, listening to slow jams. Huh? I feel her grinding me from back in the day when Natalie Cool took the temperature up another notch and she torched another slow jam. Inseparable. Her legs outside mine, crawling up my leg as I balanced her on the other leg. And I spun her around, placing my chest on her back as Barry White crooned another slow jam. I've got so much love to give. My leather pants were tight on her ass, and she did a slow, sexy version of doing the dog. How did she get all that ass and those skin-tight britches? As we finally danced to something a little faster, the Ohio players funked up to joy. You bad, bad missus in those skin-tight britches. About to bust stitches. Ah, skin tight. And what we were and what we were about to do, we're about to go to heaven. Must be like this. After that ended, another slow jam from Bloodstone from 1970 scene screams through the speaker. Take to the sky in a natural high. My thoughts of grinding her from back in the day, like walking in the park, riding a bike, eating butter pecan ice cream. I remember another slow jam. Sweet Sticky Thing. That Sweet Thing by Chaka. And then I heard Peeble Bryson sing another slow jam. Feel the fire when we swayed on the dance floor. Her and I on the dance floor, almost being horizontal on a bed, spreading wide and slowly, but we were upright and slow dragging, making love with our clothes on in a club full of people. Her arms around my shoulders as she popped her fingers and Bootsy sung, I'd rather be with you. Feeling her laying back in my arms and looking at me seductively, knowing we were going to get our freak on later. We duet doing the nasty on the dance floor. Me hardening and her dripping. We hear the OJ sing another slow jam. Let me make love to you. Feeling the sweat in the middle of her back and spreading my hands and squeezing that. Yeah. Only to make our groove tight. She laid back some more and raised that arm and she waved and she popped that finger some more. She felt safe as I guided her to dip back some more and She became free in my arms. Back in the day in the club, we danced alone, as if no one was there. The DJ was spinning vinyl at 33 and a third speed. The records were spinning those slow jams to spending money on drinks jams. I'm gonna hit that tonight jams. For some reason she won't let me come over to her place jams, only to find out she lives with her mama jams. Woke up in the morning and forgot her name jams. Doing it on the floor jams. Fall in love jams. Wanna spend the rest of my life jams. Slow jamming when Marvin Gaye sung. I've been really trying, baby, to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, let's get it on. Sometimes a slow jam sends me back and I fade back in time and I hear a slow jam. Do you?
Everybody, welcome, welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. You here with Strong Honor on the Erotic Sensual Sheets, part of Pens. That was no other than Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn reading his slow jams. And now we're going to go ahead and get it started again. And I'm going to actually do a piece for you called Innocence. And this is how this piece goes. Slipping between the sheets. Moving your hips from left, now right. Thoughts of the encounter we just planned. Keep it all innocent until you are near. Thoughts of slow music being heard in the room. They're typed to make this body arch his back, then bend way back, opening the spot, waiting, now salivating, knowing what's in store. The face gives nothing away unless you push, then prod. It will be a fast start. Pleasuring, measuring the time it takes you to be mine. Pulling the satin sheets off, exposing the roar which you are asking for. Innocence will be long gone. The undercover, big, beautiful woman of your dreams will have you now on your knees, thanking her for never giving up on that multiple, talented chocolate drop. Sampling every drip or drop. Give me, give me what you try to not. Laughing at the thought of innocence, knowing what a joke that is. Freak may be a sneak, a peek at you. Innocent will just never do. And that is my piece. Thank you. Everybody, let's clap it up. Everybody, thank you, thank you. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 24 area code, you want to air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Know Your Enemy.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing great, doing great. What you going to do for us tonight, sir?
I'm going to do an erotic piece.
All right. Does your piece have a title?
See, and I was kind of stuck with that because I didn't know which direction I wanted to go, but it's called The New You Confuses Your Mate.
All right, the floor is yours.
I'm in control, it feels so good. I make you want me, then I tease you with my candy. You walked in the door unaware where I am. You looked tight as if you was down to your last breath. Then I came to seize it. I jumped on your back, wrestled you down to the floor. As you pulled to get away, I strapped you around your waist. I loosened the belt from your pants as I proceeded with my sensual torture. She bites his neck while playing with his ears and asking him, where do you think you're going? He flips her over, ravishing off her clothes, trying to make loose focus, thinking his pleasure will be her torture, but tonight he'll be the one to make noise. Time to tie you down as she lays him on the ground. Stop moving around as he squeals like a little pig. She puts her pantyhose in his mouth and says, "What's my name? Oh, you think this is a game?" Once again, he pushes her away and he begins to gain his grip. She kicks him down from behind, hitting his back with his legs. Then she puts her legs against his chest and saying, "Why are you resisting me?" Breathing heavily, his eyes barely able to comprehend what they see. Have I truly become such a beast that I turned this innocent flower into a violent weed? No longer resisting, he gives into her control. As she dashes her finger against his lips, "Yes, baby, do you love me?" With no reply, her fun ends, and she leaves him there, lying on the floor.
Wow. Let's clap it up for you first. Let's clap it up, definitely. No. Okay, that piece. I don't even know where to start. That was an awesome piece, sir. Thank you for coming and sharing that with everybody. Let people know where they can find you. Know your enemy? Are you still there? All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller? From the 318 area code, you want to, yeah.
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Hey, Love Me Do. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. So what are you going to do for us tonight?
I was going to say OMG, but I'm going to go with Love Me Do because I'm in that mood today.
All right, now. Go ahead, and the floor is yours.
I really don't believe you love me, Do. I don't even trust you. Why? I'm so familiar with guys like you, especially what you do. The three L's, find them, trust them, and forget them. When will you stop? Well, when your shit don't work no more, how will you stop? Maybe when you're old, maybe when you're young, on your trek of living and dying by the gun, and on the side of fucking her, her sister, her mama, and her cousin, and her best friend. Maybe when they scratch up your car if you have one by far. Maybe when they poison your food or throw hot grease on you. Maybe never. Maybe you'll die a rolling stone. Love me, dude. I love you, dude. You a stupid ass, too. You don't deserve me. I can't stand you. You say you love me, dude. Hey, you told her you love her, dude, too. You don't love us, dude, from the heart. You love us for what my pussy do, her for what her ass do, and what the chick down the street mouth do, too. You is a damn fool. Cameron and jamming your tool everywhere and making all of us love you, dude. And you don't even love your damn self, and that shit is true. Why don't you love you, dude? You don't live the life that's true. I love you, dude, because the life that I live tells me that I have to. I don't like you, though. Maybe I love and like you, dude, but you live the life that's true. You say you love me, dude. You told her that, too, and her too. Dude, you don't say what you say, and you say you're an OG. You're a punk with no spunk and running over jewels to treasure junk. I believe you love me, dude, if and only if you live the life that's true. How will I know it? Well, I will say on it, because there are many hypocrites going more ham than a little bit on acting a straight-up fool, not following the golden rule. That's really all I have to say on it. I love you, dude, because the true life dictates to it. I like you, don't, because you don't live a true life. You out there loving every woman, dude, messing up somebody's mother, and daughter, wife, cousin, or significant other. Love God, the right one, do first, and he'll help you find the right one to love the right. So one of your first steps to loving me, do, is to live the life that's true. Love God, do. Then you'll only love the one he gave you. You'll love her, do. You love me, do. you're right, and I believe you too. And that's that piece.
Wow, let's clap it up for you, sister, definitely. Miss Love Me Do, let the people know where they can find you.
Well, they can find me on Facebook, Author Nicole S. Brown. They can also find me on Twitter, on the Nikki Secrets. And I have a website, authornicolesbrown.yolafight.com. And I have many books that are out there. I'm selling on Amazon and everywhere else. And I'll post that information in the chat room.
All right. And did you share with people your good news of what's going on with some of your books?
Well, three of my books are going to be in a promotional with the Harlem Times. When you subscribe to the Harlem Times, you'll get 10 free e-books, and three of my books will be in the e-book form on that promotional. And the titles are those books are God's Calling You to Live a Life That's True, The School of Hard Knocks, and All About Mom.
All right, everybody. Now, you heard it from Miss Author Nicole S. Brown telling you to pick up her books. Definitely please support her. Miss Love Me Do, support her in her work. She's an awesome writer. Thank you for coming through. And, of course, you know, you're always welcome to come back again.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and listen to a little music, a little Tina Marie doing Fire and Desire.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now, and it's a little different than it was. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to. Took me. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to?
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. You were just listening to Mr. Rick James and Tina Marie with Fire and Desire. You are here on the Erotic Sensual Sheets, Strong Zone, part of Poetic Energy Network Station. All right, well, let's get this thing going. Call up for the 646 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
It's Junebug once again, Strong Island.
All right, Junebug, what you going to do for us?
I got another piece. Well, This is a long one, and I hope everybody likes it out there who's listening. So,
all right, the floor is yours, sir.
Okay, good. Big is the title. Big, excuse me. Big, wait, huh? Sorry, I got the wrong one. Hold on. Oh, okay, this is the right one. I got the right one now. Up in it, love. That's how it starts. Going up is what it's all about. Licking you in the back of that ass, that big booty, shakes when it wants to. Shiver is what I feel when I lick you down, fine ass of yours. I can never forget the bliss, the ecstasy that I can give only to you, only to you. You and me, lick when I go up in that. Lick when I go up in it. Mr. Big loves it. Big.
Is that your
that's
piece?
That's the end of my piece. Yep.
All right. Well, let's clap it up for you. Definitely bringing that piece. It was pretty interesting, I say the least.
Okay, I'm glad.
Definitely pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, definitely sit back, sir, and enjoy
mm-hmm.
the rest of the show. Of course, you know you're welcome anytime to do what you do.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much.
All right. If you're on the line listening in and you would like to come through and bless this mic, press 1 so we'll know that you would like to do that. And in the interim, I'm going to go ahead and read you another piece. And this piece is called Passion Fruit. And this is how this piece goes. Sweet taste in you. Every time you lick, shivers radiate through these hips. Juice is flowing down your mouth. Napkins needed to clean up the mess. Started from the first lick, which was absolutely drip, dripping, drip, because it was done real quick. Eyes rolling back from the delight of the meat of that juicy passion fruit. You insist on tasting. Watch how it's just right. Spoil your appetite for the main course. Stop messing up before you are full. Then no more passion. Leave no action with little satisfaction for the passion fruit you choose to lick real quick, and that is my piece. Thank you, everybody. I'm clapping it up. All righty. All right, everybody. I don't know how y'all week is starting, but it's just a blessing to be here today. Hopefully y'all don't take that as a, you know, sacrilegious type of thing, but yeah, it's still a blessing to me. But anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually do another piece for y'all. Just because. And this piece is actually called Aim, Fire, and Shoot, and Now Shoot. And this is how this piece goes. Move your feet or be left behind. Behind is not the place you want to be. Make your steps real quick and fast. Don't get caught being last. Toes wanting to be curled. Backs wanting to be blown out. Heads needing to be thrown back. Eyes rolling up to into the sky. Words screaming out loud. Take the chance as you may seek. Everything is waiting to be set free. Juice is turning. Open your mouth real wide. Never losing a drop. Swallowing as a champ, negotiation is all done. Finally, you get the chance to finish this last stanza. Less drama, only calling for your old mama. Laughing uncontrollably because of what just happened to me. Aim, fire, now shoot. Smile seen around town, dancing like a 5 feet clown. All of this is the result of having to be down with the younger crowd. And that is my piece.
Thank you, everybody. Let's go. Actually take a little moment to hear a little bit of The Temptress doing Dedicated to the One I Love.
Satisfied, girl, just knowing that you love.
everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. That was Temperance doing to the one I love. All right, I definitely want to say thank you for everybody coming out tonight and joining us on Erotic Sensual Sheets. Definitely a shout-out to Junebug, Miss Love Me Do, and Know Your Enemy. Thank y'all for coming through and doing what you do, Blazing Miss Mike and everything. And just look out, you know, next week for another exciting week here on Erotic Sensual Sheets. And in that note, we're going to do this sexy, and we're going to leave y'all with some nice music. Good night, everybody. Enjoy the rest of y'all week.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours.
Take me.